very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 16th January 2019. And this is a Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Tanono Kawande.
We would like to... We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are talking about the protests in Zimbabwe that have led to a total shutdown of the country's business.
The country's biggest labor body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, called for a shutdown in protest at the sharp increase of petrol and diesel.
The 150% increase in gas prices saw Zimbabwe with the highest price of gas in the world, and this was expected to trigger an avalanche of price hikes that have been spiraling over the last couple of months.
According to the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights, more than 10 people have lost their lives over the past 3 days, shot by soldiers, although some unconfirmed reports say the figure can be upwards of 200.
It has been very difficult to corroborate the figures because the authorities have switched off the internet, although today it was on, then off, and on, and off again.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is currently on a four-nation tour in the Far East, has condemned the violence and said although it is every citizen's right to protest, the violence cannot be condoned.
However, the protesters say the army has provoked civilians who have been forced to retaliate by blocking roads and burning car tires.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been outraged by the internet blackout as their relatives are being brutalized.
And today, in several parts of the world, in South Africa, the United Kingdom, and other parts of Europe, Zimbabweans gathered outside the embassies of Zimbabwe and protested, even giving out their outrage through protest notes.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba lamhlanje siyadivana njalo kuhlelo lwethu eselipha maviki wonke ngolwesithathu. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kusukela ngomvulo abantu bebetshengisela ukutshengisela ukuthiwa ngesilungu yi-stay away, ukuthi abantu bengayi emsebenzini, abayanga abantu. Kodwa ke kugcine kusiba lobudlwangudlwangu, abanye kade betshengisela bengena ezitolo begqekeza. Kwase kubizwa ke amapholisa lamasotsha. Amasotsha la lamapholisa abikwa ehlasele abantu, abanye badutshulwa. Sikhuluma nje kuthiwa bakhona abafileyo. Inani lokhu lingazakali kahle, kodwa esilaziyo ngoqobo linani elabantu abahlanu abalichumi abafileyo abakhulunywe ke inhlanganiso yabodokotela abalwela ilungelo likaZulu. Bathi bona bayelaphe abantu abedlula ikhulu, more than 176 people abayelaphileyo ke. Kwathi abanye babikwa belimele njalo kakhulu, abahlaselwe ezindlini. Amapholisa kubikwa abe phosela intuthu ehitshayo, itear gas, ezindlini emalokitshini lapho okuthiwa khona bekungasahambeki. Kodwa sikhuluma nje kuthiwa amapholisa elokhu engena ezindlini, lamasotsha abanye bayachaywa kakubi ezindlini lapho abanye ke kuthiwa bayadonzwa bahanjiswe lapho okuvalwe khona imigwaqo bethiwe babuthe lo imamatshe lezinye ingodo eziyabazivala imigwaqo le yiko ke lamhlanje yiko esifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngakho njengenhlala yenza silabo ke abakhona khona le okwenzakala khona eZimbabwe sizaxoxa lapho Mr. Wande
Zvinazvina kunyazvomira zvakanaka mazuva anoya. Nhasi tiri kuda kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Nokuti pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvanga zvichitika kubva nemusi weSaturday kusvika pari zvino. Saka tinoda kuti titaure tichiudzana zviri kuitika nokuti pakamboita nyaya yekuti hurumende yakambovhara internet, nana WhatsApp, nana Twitter, zvese, saka vanhu vazhinji havana kuziva chakanga chichitika chazvo chaizvo. Nyaya inongoripo ndeyekuti Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions yakashedzera kuti paitwe shutdown, vachiratidzira kusafara nokukwidzwa kwati mutengo wemafuta emotikari kata petrol nediesel. Saka kuwedzerwa kwakaita mutengo uyu kwakashatirisa vanhu zvikuru. Kusvika vabuda muDzimba vachipinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira kuti zvaitwa nehurumende izvi havasi kufara nazvo. Kusvika pari zvino tinonzwa kuti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi kana kuti vanopfuura gumi vakafa munyaya iyi mukuratidzira uku kwemazuva matatu asi zvinofungidzirwa kuti vakaurawa nemasoja kana kuti namapurisa asi varipozve vanoti zve vanhu vakakuvara apa vanogona kusvika kumazana maviri. Saka izvo tichangoona nekufamba kunoita nguva kana utsi hwaata sehwabva tichiongorora kuti chii chakaitika mumazuva okuratidzira. Vamunangagwa papapa ndopavari kushanya kunyika shanu dziri kueastern Europe kwavari kusangana nevakuru vakuru venyika idzodzo. Vamwewo vari kuti dene vakakurumidza kudzoka kumba nokuti kumba hakuna kumira zvakanaka asi vanongoriko vasvika mubelarus nhasi. Saka havasiri kufunga zvekumbodzokera kumba kuti vanobatsira kunyaradza zviri kuitika kumba. Saka ndio zvatiri kuda kuti tikurukure tinzwe zvamunofunga. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa motifonera 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai tigogovana pfungwa maererano nenyaya yezviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Vakandi.
Yes, Mr. Wande, I understand we have our first guest and his name is Mr. Prince Dubeko Sibanda. He is a legislator in the MDC led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Sibanda.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening to everyone that is listening.
Thank you so much. Now, my first question, Mr. Sibanda, is what has been happening in Zimbabwe? I know we spoke earlier, and can you give our listeners just a situation report of what has been happening right where you are? I understand you are in Bulawayo.
Yes, I'm currently in Bulawayo, and I have been going around the high-density areas of Bulawayo as of today, just to go and try and assess what has been happening. You might all know that the ZANU-PF government had switched us off in terms of access to internet and other social media. So as a result, you have to physically walk to places that are around your vicinity so that you are able to see what has been happening. I went to several locations in the western suburbs, and what I realized is that, firstly, there are signs of so much destruction. There are also signs that roads had been barricaded, and a lot of public infrastructure has been destroyed, including public properties. But I also saw a lot of police officers, some in uniform, and holding roadblocks, but there were also some that were in civilian clothes, that were armed with such a huge arms of war like AK-47, FM, and so on and so forth. I also witnessed a number of soldiers, not only on the street, because I saw some soldiers on the street assisting police on the roadblocks, but I saw a number of police vehicles, especially at Ulumane shopping complex. I saw about four police Pumas, the type of vehicles that are common here, Pumas, that are used by soldiers. And the soldiers were full in those personnel carriers. I also saw a number of army personnel carriers at Ntumbane complex. I think I saw five or so vehicles that are there. Literally, it's Makokova, the road that gets into town, into the city of Lawayo. It was like a war zone. Soldiers were thrown all over and seated all over the area. And also, we had a number of vehicles, army personnel carrier vehicles, that were blocking the road going into town and from the western allocations. I also met a number of vehicles that were heading towards areas like Lizeve, Gwavalanda, and so on and so forth. It was something that is worried when you look at your country and you see the number of soldiers, number of police officers that were armed to the teeth, as if they are fighting another military organization that is facing them. When they were actually fighting, they went there to fight civilians, unarmed civilians, whose only problem is that they have said to the government, if you are a government that has been given mandate by us, you have got a duty to play, and that duty is to ensure that our welfare is taken care of. So that's what I saw around Lawayo this evening when I went around.
Mr. Svanda, this is Tanono Kawande. I wanted to ask you, you as the party leaders, what are you telling your supporters about this whole thing? Are you giving them any instructions? What are you saying to your supporters at this very fragile moment?
Mr. Wande, I think what is important is to understand that this shutdown was not called by any political party.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
there was a convergence of issues by Zimbabweans across political parties.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that across the political divide, I met people that are ZANU-PF who are also saying this government has become a letdown. So our party, in terms of our supporters, what we are only doing is just to give them information about what is happening, because they get in touch with us, they get in touch with different leaders to say what is happening, where you are, and what should we do. And we'll say to them, for now, as a party, I think let's hold on to and see what is happening, because currently the shutdown has been led by mostly the ZPT and other organizations that have called for Zimbabweans to stay away from work.
Mm-hmm.
So as a political party, we haven't said anything to our supporters pertaining to this shutdown, except to relay information whenever they seek that information from us.
Yes. I ask that, Mr. Saranda, because there are already some accusations from the ZANU-PF or from the government that all this that is happening is being agitated by the opposition, and they mentioned your political party in particular. This is why I'm asking if you are telling your supporters to do certain things or not to do certain things, or whatever directives you are giving them. Thank you so much for yes, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say this, Mr. Wande. I am in Lawayo, like I said. I'm
yes.
a member of parliament for Binga North,
right,
where I am the de facto political leader in that constituency.
Mm-hmm.
Binga North was totally shut down in terms of all growth points. People took heed of what the ZCTU said.
Right.
Because the ZCTU, whatever the ZCTU said, what is actually affecting everybody across the political divide.
And
yes. For your own information, I actually spoke to Honorable Mtwangwa this morning, where I was congratulating him for marketing the MDC. I'm sure there is nobody in this world within the MDC structure that has marketed the MDC more than how Honorable Mswanga did through her own statement to say that the MDC has shut down the whole country when the MDC hasn't spoken. I'm sure when the MDC is going to speak, the whole country shall shut. But for now, the MDC has been silent, and therefore, those accusations are merely... You know, one thing that is funny, Mr. Wande, is that the statement by Honorable Mswanga never mentioned even a single line on the problems that Zimbabweans are facing. What she only could do was to point fingers at people that she thinks are causing the problems. Not her own government's problems that they are causing to this nation. I mean, that's worrying when you can hear a government spokesperson who speaks about other issues without speaking about the issues that led to the shutdown. That PTU were very clear why they fought for this shutdown. And we thought and we expected a responsible and a reasonable government, if indeed they are a government, we have been responding to those issues that were raised by that PTU who called for the shutdown from Monday up to today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swanda. Stay on the line. We will get back to you shortly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, as we know, and as we have said, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is going around the world. He's visiting four countries, and after that he's going to attend the Davos meeting. And this meeting has been boycotted, so to speak, by about five leaders in the world who are facing some kind of problems in their countries. Let me read the countries and the president. The U.S. President Donald Trump is not going there. The U.K. Prime Minister Theresa May is not going there. The French President, Prime Minister, is it President or Prime Minister? Mr. Macron is not attending. And Nigeria, because of the economic situation there, Mr. Buhari has said, I'm not going there, including Kenyatta of Kenya, who, as we might know, yesterday Kenya was attacked by Al-Shabaab terrorists, and he has said he's not going there. Zimbabwe, which is facing riots and, of course, all these problems, we are attending, Mr. Wande.
That's a very sad situation when you look at some of these things and how other leaders react to problems in their home country. There was no reason, you know, it only took to turn the plane around and say, I'm going to postpone my trip. Let me go and attend to the problems that are going on at home.
Yeah.
Already, even the police have confirmed the death of people in this whole problem. But then when the president is outside the country and continues on a trip, this is basically why we have leaders. Leaders are supposed to be taking care of their people, and there is nothing that demands more of the attention of any leader than to have some unrest going on in the country.
Yeah.
But anyway, he is proceeding with his with his trip. We don't know what is going to happen. We might find out that the situation really claimed more lives than people suspected.
Yeah, but for now, Mr. Swanda, what are you hearing about the length of this protest? We had heard that it was going to take 3 days. Are there any indications that tomorrow Zimbabwe will be open for business?
If what I saw in the western suburbs is anything to go by, then one could say that indeed the shutdown was simply a compliance with what the leadership of the ZCTU and other organizations that called for that shutdown to be done. So, which means that, in my view, from what I saw, I think tomorrow Zimbabwe shall be open for business. But obviously, as it shall be open for business, I'm sure people will be expecting the leaders to respond to their concerns, and not to respond to the concerns by the abductions that we are currently hearing. There are a number of leaders, not only from the MDC Alliance, but also leaders of civic organizations that are currently unaccountable in the country. So I think Zimbabweans are expecting that after 3 days of showing and ventilating their anger, you know, through various means that they did, then the Zimbabwean leadership should be able to respond to those issues. And then only after that will we then hear what the way forward is. But what I can assure you is that there is no assurance, there is no guarantee that after a lull tomorrow and maybe a few other days, there might be another shutdown. Zimbabweans, I think, from what I saw when I went through the western suburbs, Zimbabweans are saying we are fed up, we are tired with this government that has got a president that says he's a listening president but seems not to be a hearing president. So I can assure you that even if tomorrow Zimbabwe can be open for business, there's no assurance that it shall be open for long. I think it might be shut down again.
Okay, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We have our first caller, Mr. Wande. Can you please welcome?
Magadini ko parunare apo.
Ndiripo makadiwo baba.
Yeah, ndiripo hedu. Ndiri kutaura nani uye zve muri kupi?
Kana Joseph.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa.
Muri ku South Africa. Chimbatire one nyaya ya mufunge ine zviri kuitika izvi. Tipewa mashoko enyu.
Ani munoona baba kuti vanhu vasina moyo. Vanhu kana ndovataura mamashoko maybe akaipa kutaura kuti sikutongwana nasata vanhu vasina moyo right kune munhu akana kudzidza nhangu akadzidza kana ukakwidza price yefuel chinoitika chii zvinhu zvose zvinobva zvaka saka nhasi tiringotenga chingwa ne$3 saka mukakwidza fuel iyoye tinozotenga chingwa nemari zvikoro zvichachaja mavaskuri mari zvinhu zvose zvinobva zvakwira saka munhu akataura kuti taomerwa kwanzi MDC MDC yapikana munhu warwadziwa kuti ndarwadziwa akataura ndarwadziwa MDC vanhu ngavabvume kuti takonewa and hatigoni ndo zvinoponesa varume zvakafanana nababakaya moya ngavataure chokwadi kuti apa takoniwa haikuda kungoramba vakasungwa kungoti kuda kuti vamunangagwa wati zvakati handifaniri kupikisa nekunangu zvakanyashata ndinofanira kungoti hongu varume vachazamira asi kana pakanganiswa vari vanhu vezano ngavataure kuti apa vakuru makanganisa haikona kutuma masoja kurova vanhu zvinobetsera izvozvo kurundinzwaira vakuru
tiri kukunzwai mukoma Joseph tiri kukunzwai chaizvo
zvinobetserei kumanikidza munhu kuti usataura kundarwadziwa MDC yapinda papi apa pari kunzi MDC ya vana pasta vavari kusunga vari kutoro vanenge vachingonzwirawo tsitsi vanhu vatitambura saka vongotaurawo vane kodzero yekutaura kuti vanhu vari kurwadziwa saka taurirei kuti vanhu vari kurwadziwa saka taakukusunga vakomana endi tinotongwa nevanhu vasina kana moyo vana satani
mukoma tisashandisa
maguti here kutambura kwevanhu since 1980 varipo vachingorya mari havaiguti here mari havaiguti mari iyoyo varume mani vanhu ngavasadaro ava manavo vanhu ngavasadaro nzira yevanhu tisi ende chokwadi chava kutobuda chevaoya vaitaa mugavawachinzi iye ndiye akaipa iye asina kuipa ndava yakanga asina kuipa vanhu ava tuava ndo vanga vakaipa avo akuda pachena nhasi
Aiwa, tatenda zukuru nema shoku enyu kwa ma Joseph. Tatenda chaizu ndofinga.
Na andaka gumbuka zisinga iti baba izu, zino wadu.
Ya, dino nzuzisa. Musiri mie gapana wa jinji, varu kutifoni rao, vachitaura ne zakawanda saizu zo. Tino tenda jazo ne ma shoku enyu. Joseph, you know, is upset because he's saying that you don't have to be told that your child is hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where does the MDC come in when people are hungry and people are suffering?
Mm.
And someone just says, I am hungry, and then all of a sudden that is a criminal offense.
Mm.
So he's saying that instead of looking at what is actually happening, what problems there are, they go around accusing people who are crying out in pain. So that's his contribution
mm-hmm.
on that issue.
Oh, okay, let's go back to our guest, Mr. Svanda.
Yes, Chris.
Okay, Mr. Svanda, we will be coming shortly back to you. We have another guest.
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Eh. Zikita, what is what you put papi? At this kukunzwai.
All right, it's Jay Moyo and you kupak me dolens.
Yeah. Itai kuti va nvarimo va tauri repasi, otherwise zvamuri kutaura zvizonzwika.
Zaka naka. Ripa ne airport.
Yeah. Titaurirewo zvamunofunga makavone chiko mazuva mashomana napfuura ya.
Ndinofunga kuti mumusi demonstration yaitwa ini chinangwa chinona kijofani zvinhu zvautobuda zvakanaka. Idemonstration yematsotsi vangaririri vagutaura zvavangataura zvisi. Idemonstration yematsotsi. Wai vasiri kutaura kuisikwa pazwa, kuisikwa vaba kwavaluta. Kubira msi manji wacho. Vari kungotaura vachingoririra. Munoona zvakaipa stereki. Zvino educator ni vanhu chirudzi kuti izvi zvakanaka ni zvakaipa zvo. Kungoririra vanhu whether vari wrong, whether vari right kungoririra. Mudhara aka takangoona kuti akaita huru, akatora buta hurumende. Ndiye akutonga vamunangagwa. Zvino vari kuramba kuva panguva yakati yaari kukumbira yacho kana kuti timbomiya chionoo zvaari kuita. Vari kuramba. Kungo manya nguti akakundikana nasi vamu mademonstrations vaungana ese mapoka vaita mademonstrations aenda musango mademonstrations ndikutaura kuti kunoka ndipinda muipo ndandiri muitshuti ndakapinda muipo ndichaona uno akatobiwa pane shopping center inonzi pamunyuki inonzi shop inonzi kanga fire vakatopindirwa kaopena vasingatombofunge chipi vakapwanyirwa magirazi aya ima fridge zvichimukatobva everything. Overstill, nizuzu, waka nituru kwa mali nizuru. Everything. Ima, matakisho upu, ari kupuka. Kuzi ndio, domi, demonstration inyozi, waka chini yue, ikuti ngariga ni yue. Na nagumbu kakutu, utanza ayu, wabana, wachata, wabana, wachata, kwenye epa iku. Chagumbu kakwazu, niki demonstration, chota msangu.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we just lost him.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been interesting to get his views about the things that he has said.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he's gone now.
Okay.
But obviously, as you heard, he is calling that the demonstration was called and was agitated by Matsotsi, you know, thugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa should be given a little more time to straighten things out.
Mm-hmm.
The point that he made, that I tend to, I want to bring out in the open as well, is about those people who, become part of the demonstrations, but then they end up looting and stealing things. You know, that is not supposed to be part of the demonstration, but he points it out that there was such behavior right through, which is something that has been condemned by a lot of people.
Mm.
But anyway, he's gone now. But that's his contribution as well.
They've loved to ask him some more questions, like you said.
Mr.
Svanda, what's your take on the caller's sentiments? The last caller.
What I can simply conclude on the last caller is that he might actually be one of those people that have been benefiting out of the ZANU-PF suppression kind of governance that has been taking place in this country from 1980 up to now. You could tell from his sentiment that he believes that it was not proper for Zimbabweans to express themselves to a government. They are supposed to. I mean, if you look at if you listen at how he was speaking, it is just like the statement that has been released by Mr. Mnangagwa, where he says that it is not a Zimbabwean way to be violent, because for a long time they have understood Zimbabweans to be domicile people who simply listen to what the rulers are saying. But as much as I agree with him that looting could not be the solution, this was not a looting by thugs. This was a looting by people that has been under poverty for over three decades now, continuously. We are talking about, I mean, when I drove around the western suburbs, what I saw are young people aged around 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, up to about 30. Some of them that are graduates from universities, people that are unemployed, people that have got no hope that they can get employment any day. They have got every skill that they require for them to find employment, but that employment is not coming. And therefore, honestly speaking, you wouldn't expect that those people will behave in a manner that is outside what we have started to witness. I think this is a clarion call upon the government of Zimbabwe that they have to address the issues of the people. Look at the cost of the chartered plane that Mr. Mnangagwa is using as he is gallivanting around everywhere in Europe, wherever he is going. Belarus, for example, where he is today, we have got equipment from Belarus that was brought in, imported for Wange Colliery Company. I went to Wange Colliery mine about 2-3 months ago, and all that equipment is actually down, except one or two pieces. So there's nothing really that is in there for us, wherever he is going, except for himself and other business partners. When you talk about Russia, we can tell you about businesses that Russia are allegedly doing in this country. And if you look at the partners of in those businesses, you find that most of them are Mr. Mnangagwa and his leadership. And nobody else. That they don't bring any benefit to this country.
Mr. Spanda, sorry, can I interrupt you for a second? We have another caller. Yes. We'll be right back to you shortly. Hello? Yeah, linjani ba?
Ikona baba linjani?
Yeah, siyaphila ungasi partisa kuhlelo lolu.
Ai. Baba bangosisizi yazi lekano kenza kale Zimbabwe. Mina yizuvuthi kanti indaba sokuyalana nje ukuthi abakhokheli laba ehlale phansi nje bekhulumisane. Kukhulumisane nje njengalokho yena kwenzalo 2008. Wothangirayi lo baba umgazi akuhlale phansi nje kulungise nje kuyekela ukuliwa nje abantu laba sekwenza lokhu sokuhamba sokusibiwa sibitshilwa ngamafota sosithi abantu labo basenzele bazibangela ingozi ngoba ngokungasiwa abangena besilwa besizudlakela bedilize isihlobo sabantu angeke besitshile ngamafota bengayo isintelezi ngoba lokhu kwaba sekwenza sokusibiwa kungantha kona sebesilwa so amafota saba sekwazi ukuthi lapha abapholisi ukuthi benze bele labantu kumbe bele lezigebenga akusakhanthi isigebenga isela nomuntu sokuyikuyini kokho kwenziwanje kodwa-ke ngangithiwa nje bahlala phansi nje abantu bekhulume nje kodwa beyiqalise nje kuhle behambe nje njengoba nje amathichala anasuka laphana ahamba tizisele asike harale labo kabahambe njalo kuphela njalo njalo kuphela uzaze kufike kulunge ugovernment uzazazi isithe lokhu abakukhulumayo manje lokhu asebekwenza okuhamba begcwanisa endleleni bethaye abantu bethisa izimota ngodikela asezifika kwasi manje kusoduka lisota kumbe sokungamafela nje sabegqubisa izigqoko zamasosha sokuyini akusezifika kwasi sokwenzakalane elizweni.
Wena ungaphi kwendawo?
Mina lapha ngisebutswana la.
Oh, usebutswana.
Manje-ke lapha ingozi futhi enkulu lapha savela sayehluleka kudala nganti wasathi kwaphana kuqala ukhetho kwamiwa ukuvota kuqala uMnangagwa esanda uthatha isipilo kumgadi wahlala at least for 3 years esesitulweni sabona ukuthi uyenzani sesizaba kwasima siyavota sivotelayo manje asesesokucomplaina sicomplaina savotayo yithi esavotayo manje sacomplainayo siyacomplaina manje yithi esavotayo ngani savela sabhayisa kwaphana ukuvumelana lokuthi at sing a voting. Let's have a vote of some years. What was the other one? Let's keep Lunga, let's keep Lunga. That's some for Telunga. That's about that for 3 years, over 2 years. That's how one would tell up into a family got enough. But some of the days on tears. Go on top of the days on tears, the service is so right over so Pumunga. Could you put Umbusolana, perhaps some of Puma, look who won Aluano Gamuka?
I suppose it's a cool.
Ndipo wangu magadi.
Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi?
Ndisame unyekete mumurambinda.
Muri kwa murambinda?
Yes.
Munozi wana sei usiri kuiti kazi?
Ah, baba marwadzo.
Hmm?
Marwadzo chayo.
Marwadzo.
Marwadzo, diyonji riko nishedi.
Titauri rewo zakawanda.
Nuna oti. No words and this is a good Panamun are what you are at your words. You are Noroa. In the owner Angu, Kanawakuana Noroa, Dakuro, Abudun and Okonzis. Otherwise, I'm just Kukuru, but Nakuwa. Why they are Muna Akakan and Zabitawa? Because monetary policy, you know, the equation, you know, the monetary policy is equal to market price. Sakakana, head of state, that it. Mwaka doktara bida 40 days. Asi demonstrator kuti one minister is not equivalent to one bond. Asi ye demonstrator kuti zaka inzana. 2 days after my demonstrations, he only announced oti $1.25 user is equal to $3.11 bond. Oto na kuti akushanisa black market. Manta report is arasa. Saka nikayacho ito la mbaili black market here.
Asinyaya yukuratizira iyi kuti shut down munoona munoi tsigira nyu
kana tichida kurarama haugoni kuinda kunoshanda uine nzara wodzoka nzara nekuti tauri kunoshanda vana vari kufunga kuti uri kunoshanda kuti vadye saka iwe ukaenda kunoshanda uine nzara iwacho wodzoka futi kumba usina chawakabata. Kuza wana kuti kwanda inda hapana chanda inda wana kufono kufunda kwa kana kusi na kuwangwa indiri. Saka kutoti zirebe kumieta. Kuto barapa mtu tina wana ewa o. Maka mgoti arisa kuti upenu hedu watu pera pana wa. Atisi na inuwe out ya kuti tinde. Kwa hivyo wana kutu sopondu. Wana wana wako ukafiro wachibida uchi inda uchibwe kwa sinachwa kwa bata yu waini mtari.
Aywa mkuma nye kete ta tenda usukuru ni masho kwenyu. Ta tenda usukuru.
Yes, yeah. We have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, which language do you prefer to use?
I will use Shona on the valley.
Ah, okay. Linjanba.
Ngiyaphila baba kunjan.
Siyaphila. Ungasipha imbono yakho?
Ya, mina ngumgwarazimba. Imbono yami mikanje mnomzana.
Mm.
Uyabona ukhulumende wethu kukhanya u ngurumende lwana olokho ebangela ukuthi ubusobo bakhe phakathi kwakhe labantu nje lemuli yeZimbabwe kube lokho budabuka phakathi kusukela ngo-1980. Rasiyo uhulumende lo anofuna ukwakha ubusobo bakhe labantu. Uyazi nxa ungakunanzelela ukuthi uhulumende othi nxa abantu bekhala ukuthi silambile yena ubanika icala. Angikwazi ukuthi singathi nguhulumende onjani, ungakhangela sila bantu abanjengabo o-SK Moyo laba. Bathi bona abantu bathi asila mali. Ama-teacher ngengezomnye ukukhuluma ngokuthi ama-teacher a-demonstrate ngokumatsha kachayiwanga, kodwa banikwani ukumatsha bengadilisanga into. Angithi ukuthi abantu bamele begqekeze kumbe bedilise amashopu, kodwa ungawukhangela ukuthi bathola yiphi impendulo ngaphandle kokuthi bacina bethiwa hhayi ba-influencer ngama-political parties. Everyone othe hayi mina ngilambile ukucina kuthiwa ukuyenza ngoba usekela ibandleli eliphikisayo. Ubona ingane kulungile khonokho?
Hayi akulunganga,
akulunganga, akusoze kusebenze. So ikho ngifite uhulumende wethu kukhanya nguhulumende lo anolokho ubuhlobo bakhe labantu beZimbabwe kukhanya sibi lokho bokudoniselana ukuthi thina abantu esihluphekayo kumele siyele siye khatshana lawo vele singakhulumi labo loba amafufu abawisa etafuleni lawo besidla singadubhi vele baseyenyanya.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu lo mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga.
Mr. Wande, news just coming in. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA, together with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, have lodged an urgent court application challenging the closing down of the internet. And the respondents, of course, are the Minister of State and the President's Office for National Security, Mr. Ncube, who is alleged to have instructed Econet to switch off the internet, and also the Director General of Intelligence Services, and the President of Zimbabwe is also the third respondent, and the network providers, that's Net One, Econet, and Telecel, have also are being dragged to court. Because as we speak right now, the internet is off again. It's been on and off and on and off. But right now, as we speak, it seems like it's off again.
I don't know why they think that hiding information is going to help achieve their goals, whatever they are. We've seen this all over the world, especially during the Arab Spring. You know, you try to curtail the flow of information, and it, most of the time it does. It makes things a little bit clumsy, but it doesn't stop the information that people really need. But the inconvenience, apart from the personal communication among people and families, the inconvenience caused to companies, to businesses, you know, there's a lot of disruption there. Even the banks, for example.
Especially if you are going to go around the world saying Zimbabwe is open for business when the internet is not.
The president went on Facebook or Twitter or whatever account he is using to talk to the people of Zimbabwe at the same time when they had switched off all the internet and social media. It doesn't show a lot of planning there. I don't think it does.
It's quite ironic.
But I applaud Mr. Zimbabwe for that step that they have taken. This has to be dealt with. It has to be discussed so that it doesn't happen again, because the world is rushing by, and there is really no time for these kind of games that we used to see in the 50s, in the 60s. It's history. It's old stuff. You cannot contain people by hiding information from them. You know, it doesn't work.
You know. Now, let's find out from Mr. Swanda. Mr. Swanda, what's your take on this internet shutdown? Because It's something which appears to have some legal loopholes, especially a directive that doesn't have the blessing of the parliament. Now that you are a legislator, can you give us your take on that?
I'm not only a legislator, Chris. I'm also the chairperson of the Information Media and Broadcasting Services Portfolio Committee of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier on, I was speaking to the Honorable Minister of Information and Publicity, telling her that I think what they are doing is illegal. They have got no right. I mean, generally, if the Zimbabwean government is given power to control the flow of information, I think it should only do that on people that would have been found to be abusing information for criminal activities. But when you do a total blackout and a total shutdown on everyone, can you imagine that we have got citizens that have got children that are in schools elsewhere who would want to hear how their children are doing wherever they are, people that have got relatives, and also above that, people that want to do business on the internet. You know, if they were doing it in order to try and control the shutdown, but if they actually increased the shutdown, because the shutdown that was called by the Labour Board and other organizations was limited to those businesses that conduct businesses physically. It was not extended to businesses that sell their wares on the internet. And then government went on to switch off that as well. So we believe that that is a serious violation, not only of sections 61 and 62 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, but numerous other sections of the Constitution. But we are not surprised. We are not surprised. Why we are not surprised is because I think from November 2017 up to now, we have learned that this is the worst kind of dictatorship that we've faced in this country since 1980. I want to tell you, when you look at what we've faced from 2017 up to now, one would conclude that Robert Mugabe was actually a moderate. Now we've got extremists in terms of our dictatorship that we have. There was no need for them to do that. When I was speaking to the Honorable Minister of Information this morning, I was saying, now, how are people going to hear from their leaders, from the ZCTU, for example, that the shutdown is over today, let's go back to work tomorrow? Because those people, they issued their statements through the social media, because they have got no access to the formal media, because the formal media is limited only to ZANU-PF. So when they were shutting down that, they simply wanted to control the flow of information so that all the other sources of information that are remaining are the information that comes from them. I had actually to complain to the CEO of ZBC, and I had also to speak to Mr. Superman Wandra, who owns VFM, to say to them, the minister has spoken and has accused a number of organizations that they are the ones that are causing havoc and damage in the country throughout the country. But you haven't given these people the right to respond, because they have also to speak out and say, are they really the ones that caused the damage that they are being accused of and all the allegations that are coming on them? And look, up to now, ZBC hasn't published any statement from the people that have been mentioned and have been alleged. What it means is that the government continues to want to give out information on the pretext that Zimbabweans will believe them, because the other side has not been heard. And unfortunately, that is said because that makes Zimbabwe closed for business. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone in the world now understands that Zimbabweans are under a serious dictatorship that is worse off than the Mugabe dictatorship that was there.
Okay, thank you so much. Please stay on the line. We have another caller, Mr. Wandu.
Makadine, you paru narapo.
Okay,
kuona kwangu inini urumende yedi urumende yaka uma mwoyo chukuti mkana watato wana yu wakumbondura usikapa za shika iba papaka chukuti chango mira kumira kwa taita iyo kwa taita na security force yao chukuti apato mbo papaka wana sato kafa nani uyu saka inini kuona kwangu zoto ngoti vanhu ngatirambe tiri kudzimba ikokosea uye ramba ichienda mberi kusvika vanhu ivava varesponda ende zvekuti hurumende ngaiende mhando yehurumende yedu haiende zvekumhanya haiende zvekumhanya nezifunga kuti kana vachikwanisa kuti vanoita zvavari kuita kupindira vanhu usiku kurova vanhu kudii vangazongoenda nemwe dzichienda ine chete so ini kuona kwangu ndotoona kuti vanhu ava izvozvi zviri kutoitika zvindo mukana wacho uyu wekuti
ko zvino
zvamunokwanise kuteerera
zvamunoti vanhu ngavarambe vakadaro asi kunonzizve kune vanhu vakarohwa kune vanhu vakashudhwa kune vanhu vakafa munoona sekuti zvinoenderana here
indotoona kunge yakabeuka yakabeuka ini apachadata nokuti wanzi vanhu vakangoritrita chete ava nava zvekuteerera zvevakumbosendeka vachange vava kutongomhanyaizvozvi seizvozvizvi hapana ari kuteerera zvitemo zvevacho hapana kana tichapindurwa vari bhizi kumhanyisana nemasiviri enu zvekuteerera kuti vanhu vari izvozvi vatosendekwa vatowana lupo yekutizana edzimashopo ari kupwanywa chakati chakati chino nechino zvekuti vanhu vari kudei izvozvi havanei nazvo izvozvo saka ini ndinoona kuti vanhu vakangoramba vakazvinyararira vari kudzimba dzavo zvinogona kuira nokuti mukana iwoyo hauye mukana wakadai so hauwanike kairi ndichitarisa munyika yedu yezimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu ndinovimba kuti vamwe vateereri vazvinzwa vachatitaurirawo zvavanofunga imi mochaira henyu mota yenyu zvakanaka iko zvino mopinda henyu mumugwagwa mofamba ndo zvatatichida kunzwa kwamuri mazviita chaizvo yes. The caller is saying that this government is very hard-hearted but is encouraging the people to stay in protest because he believes that you know there is no other way even when people are dying and being beaten up but to make a change people should keep on the pressure. That is his view. I don't know if we don't have a caller.
Okay, we have another caller. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yes, salibonani baba linjani.
Siyaphila linjani.
Hayi siyaphila, ukhuluma nompofu ngapha mina ngiseSavana eAmerica. Bengisekhaya nje. Ensukwini emaviki namabili adlulileyo ngeke ngaba khona nje koBulawayo. Isituation yangkhona ayizange yangijabulisa ngoba uyabona uduku lwaseZimbabwe luhlasela lawe ozivakatheleyo uvela kwamanye amazwe ngoba uthothi nxa usehla nje kwaphana e-airport. Uduko lwakhona lukuhlasela nje usehla kwaphana e-airport and isituation le seZimbabwe mina angicabangi ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe iresponda ebantwini ngendlela e-right. Umongameli waseZimbabwe mina ngibona ngathi uhlukumeza abantu kakhulu ekubeni abantu bahlukumezeke kakhulu for 38 years. Manje abantu sebesithi bona bademonstrate babonise i-government ukuthi into eyenziwa i-government abayifuni. Uhulumende usukela abantu uyabadubula uyabashaya uyenza yonke lento le. Angivumelani naye mina uNdebele lo obefuna eseBotswana into ayitshoyo ukuthi abantu mhlambe abadamage i-property mhlambe abahlukumeza njalo lezakhiwo zikahulumende. Uhulumende akabe nguhulumende onakakela abantu azwe izikhalazo zabantu. Okunye futhi mina ngangikhona ekhaya ngalezi yansuku lezinsuku zokuvota ngangikhona ngaba 19 tenza lo voting. Angivumelani lakho mina ukuthi uhulumende lo okhona kathesi eZimbabwe ubusa ngokweqiniso ngokuthi wawina ama-results okhetho. Uhulumende lo wahluthunela abantu impumela yokhetho ukuze ahlale lapha khona ingakho engelandaba labantu. So le ndaba le ibuhlungu so into engiyitshoyo ukuthi abantu vele bona kaba continue besiya phambili uhulumeni lokuthi azasuke kuleso sihlalo engathi eloke ehlukumeza abantu ekubeni nakasi uhulumeni wakhethwa ngabantu.
Mhm. Manje pho wena uthi awuvumelani lo ndebele lo ofone esithi kulobudlwangu dlwangu abantu bayagqekeza lokunye okunjalo kodwa sikubonile kuyayenzakala uthini wena
ukuthi kuyagqekeza impela angali bengabe bekhona abanye abagqekezayo kodwa ake sithi abantu abagqekezayo ngibona bakhalela ukuthi kuthiwa kugqekezwe kanti abantu bona sebehlukumezeke kungakanani ukugqekezwa we healthy care yabo ke ugqekezwa kwesimo somnotho kwelizwe lithini kona ngakho yayibona into ekhona abantu kumele babonise ukuthi abajabulanga ubudlwangudlwangu bona ambusupport ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi mhlambe kithi abantu kakalakhontinue begqekeza kodwa into ekhona abantu sebekhatheli sebediniwe abantu ukuhlukunyezwa igovernment yaseZimbabwe igovernment yaseZimbabwe kayivume ukuthi yehlulekile iqede inikeze abanye ukuthi sibone abanye bona bazayenza njani embusweni.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Hayi lami ngibongile kakhulu.
Mr. Wande, the caller there says, much as he doesn't believe in violence and, you know, what is happening, the looting, the burning and the looting, he feels that people are justified because they are angry. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, it's like they have been, their livelihood is just been wasted. So it's just the same thing as what they are doing just to, you know.
And we are hearing a lot of that, justification of everything that is going on, even when there are some other things that have gone wrong. So, you know, we hear that quite a lot. Mm-hmm. We have another caller on the line. Magadi Nenyu.
Tiripo, Magadi.
Tiripo. Chirikutawara nani, uye murikupi?
Nirutawara na Swanda Kushombe.
Na Swanda Kushombe. Mwala kushandisa Shishona Ndevele, Churungu. Mwala kushandisa shi?
Ndevele.
All right. Tawara ya yitins.
Tuyafungu.
Hello?
Kumele iti. Niki uka mitiye, kumele iti nke ile wazi. Ukuti abantu labo are also judges. Zimbabwe kulama judges omthetho adada ama cases abona senza they should know ukuthi abantu can also judge between what is right and what is wrong bangapho ukuthi kuphela okwenzakeleyo bona yiba bale right ukuthi basale beyiba bakhumayo kuphela ukuthi lokhu ku right kumbe ku wrong kumele banibavumele ukuthi abantu labo wajudge ukuthi sibona ngani lenze kuhle yini kumbe lenze wrong yini kunokuthi bona babe beyiba balokhu bekhuluma ngize kanti sibembukele iZTV lapha kanti sibekhuluma bathi bona abezanu PF kwakhonvinile namhla basangana nabahlala phansi bathi bona uthamisa ngumuntu omncane ngumntwana omncane abantu have the right to judge abantu bayakubona khona ngabe khuluma siyana abantu babantu kuyini okwenzakeleyo kuyini ithamisa kwenzileyo kuyini bona abakwenzileyo okungenza ukuthi bamblame in such a way.
Hayi kuyozwakala mnumzana Sibanda siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga.
Mhm.
Is Mr. Sibanda there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Mr. Sibanda, we are running out of time, but before I hand you over to Chris Gande, can you tell us the latest about the burning of your headquarters?
Yes, the burning of our headquarters is one of those things that hasn't been so much in the news. And look, the reason is because internet was down, and another reason was because ZBC, by its nature, will not report something of that sort. But the suspicion that we have is that that was a direct hand of a convergence between ZANU-PF party and the security sector. We all know that the current shutdown is actually a battle between the citizens of Zimbabwe on one hand and ZANU-PF officials and those that are in the current state apparatus on the other hand. So we believe that it was ZANU-PF and the state machinery that went and bent down our headquarters. We don't know what the objective was, but obviously I think one of the objectives was to try and intimidate us, thinking that
Mr. Swanda, unfortunately, yes. Time is run out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you so much, Randy, and thank you so much to all the members.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have yourself a good night. That was Mr. Prince Dubeko Swanda, our guest tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.